Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 24 of the Three Quarter Time Podcast. How are we, lads?
Cracking through them.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
We are a week out from finals.
Oh.
Getting there. One more week to go.
Champagne.
I'm so excited. I had a big weekend on the park personally, but what about you boys? T-Dub, how are you?
I'm going very well. Just a bit of tennis, a bit of golf. Back in the golfing world.
Oh.
We're back at the...
How'd you hit him?
Thursday here. No, it wasn't Thursday. I was crook. Maybe it was Friday. I can't remember. I hit him on Saturday. Definitely Saturday. Saturday was very good. Hit the irons beautifully. Just at the range. We're building up to try and break 100, which I don't know if we're good enough to do that, but we'll have to give it a real red hot crack. And then Sunday was just footy. Just watching the footy. Janus, how's yours? How's your weekend?
Mine wasn't as action-packed as that. I went home. I went back to Rat Town.
Oh, yes.
For a nice little reset. And it was good on Saturday. I literally woke up at 10:30, put my trackies on, went to the front room, and from 12:30 to 2 in the morning, I did not move. I watched Gold Coast GWS. I watched... Hawthorn Melbourne. I watched Carlton Port. I finished that off. I watched Collingwood Adelaide. And then I watched Aston Villa Newcastle. And then I watched my beloved Hammers lose 3-0 to Sunderland. And I tell you what, I thought I missed the Premier League. I thought, you know, that whole day I was very excited for it to come back. You know, Hammers are back. We've had a cracking preseason. You know, they're looking good. And then reality hit me.
I was going to say, then the game started.
Then the game started, and I went, I forgot how kind of not good we are. And I realized how much tougher my life is going to be over the next 9 months. But that's okay.
Now, Janus, do me a favor and link what you just said to our newest publication.
Oh, yes.
I know the Hammers mean a lot to you.
They do mean a lot to me. So... the latest edition of Janus's journal is about my connection with West Ham, particularly over the 2024-25 season. Obviously, as we all know, and as we celebrate on this podcast, sport is inherently reflective, and it can often reflect the lives of its supporters. So the teams and their supporters are interconnected, and you find that. A team season, whether good or bad, can be quite influential in your own personal life. So I am documenting my experiences over last year through the lens of West Ham in 2024-25. Very personal article, but I'm very proud to have written it.
It's a tearjerker. It's just brutal.
I love it. It was a pleasure editing, Janus. It was a pleasure reading through numerous times.
All I can say is, yep, when I rang him up and I said, Cookie, what do you think? He said, I shed a tear. And I said, did you really? And he went, no, but I shed one internally. So that obviously... that obviously counts for something.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
Yep. That is exactly what I said.
That's beautiful. That is just... oh, that is superb.
In summary,
anyway, go check
give it a read. It's good fun. And you know what? Like, I had a look, like, after I finished editing that, and I went somewhere. I was like, to a couple of mates, like, this website is actually functional. Like, it actually works.
It's beautiful.
Like, go onto it.
Minimum, I suppose.
It's cool. We only had to have an hour call with a coder out there who just...
No, an hour is generous. It was about 2 hours. We
really
had to hack the mainframe to really like understand the intricacies of running a website.
I have the easy job on this podcast. I'm just the postman. Just make sure everything runs smoothly on... just everything runs smoothly on game day and in the review.
Oh, yes.
So, a quick shout out to Zuli. He helped us.
Big Zuli box.
The great man.
The great man.
He's got 8 Colombian bank accounts, but yes.
Yeah.
Off the record.
Yes. Now, Cookie, this isn't on the run sheet, but I think we need to bring this
up. Oh, here we go.
Because you and the great man, our great mutual mate, the big Daff, are training for something that only, like, as a mortal man,
strong individuals,
like,
can do.
As a mortal man, I can't even fathom what you and him are about to do in a month. Is that right? Now, you're doing a run, but you're running a long way. How far are you two running?
We're doing the old school ass relay, but it's over a long distance. We're each doing 50 kilometers, so that's 100K all up.
That is longer than a marathon.
It's just brutal.
But it's phenomenal. It's a phenomenal dedication to yourselves and each other, and it is truly inspirational to the likes of every one of our listeners and myself. So just a round of applause there for you and Daff. It's big, big.
We're both so proud of you.
It's a big, big thing.
I'll tell you what, I learned a couple of things on the weekend going for a training run. I need to buy two things. One of them, salt sticks.
Oh.
I need, because after that run, there were the amount of salt on my body that my body had like sweated out. Unbelievable. And
you were running on the coast, weren't you?
Yeah. It was actually like sunny. It was a good day.
The sea spray. The sea spray got
you. Literally. The salt deficiency is crazy. I need salt sticks. And the other one, I want to try this thing called rocket fuel. I don't know if you've seen the Lambros, but they like...
Yeah.
Before they run, they like inhale... They like swallow this like drop. And it's called rocket fuel. I want to try it. Apparently, it just frees up your respiratory system.
Why don't you just drink a liter of diesel?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Just go pump some E10. Fuel.
I don't know what it's going to do to me, but I'm going to come back to the podcast and we'll find out.
Might enter the Speed Force. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see how we go.
Maybe that's a pie.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Phenomenal from you two. Shout out to Daff.
Thank you.
As well.
Shout out to Daff. He is a machine. Now, I'm going to continue the running theme. We had an Australian record broken just recently. At 20 years old, just give you some quick news, Claudia Hollingsworth, from Black Rock, Melbourne, became the fastest ever Aussie woman over 800 metres.
That is beautiful.
Doing it in 1 minute, 57 seconds, 0.67.
That's beautiful.
At the most recent Diamond League meet. That is, I'll tell you what, 800 metres is a tough record to break.
It's brutal.
So that's a fair effort. So shout out to you, Claudia.
Yes.
That is a big effort.
That is a big effort. Someone who's done a little bit of running, that's a big effort.
Oh, yeah. 800 meters is that distance is brutal. Like, you can't.
It's like not a sprint, but it's not a long run.
That's brutal. It is absolutely brutal. Janus, I'm going to throw to the floor to you.
Oh, here we go.
If you were going to break one world record as the junior that you are, Claudia was only 20 years old. You are, what, 21 as we speak today?
As is Tega, but sure.
Yes. As are both of you. Give me a water record that you would have a chance of breaking.
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, I could probably eat 3 bags of, like, Red Rock Deli lime pepper, like, chili lime and black pepper chips. I could probably eat all 3 packs and, like, under 5 minutes. I can smash through them.
I saw it live when we went away, Jonas. You love those.
I do love them.
Lime and pepper.
Yeah.
T-Dub, what about you?
Yeah, you say it firsthand.
See, I'm more of an athlete. I could, to be honest, any like really niche sporting thing that doesn't require like ludicrous strength, I have a genuine chance of like breaking, I reckon. As does anyone. But
like what?
Bit of hurling.
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe I could break the longest hurling hit, which I think is like 150 meters.
But you got the jumper for it.
I do. I'm wearing my Celtic jumper today. I was feeling green.
What was that?
I was feeling green today.
We had a kick not long ago, and we saw 4 people rock up with hurling sticks.
And oh, that is beautiful.
Princess Park.
They must be fans of the T-Dub channel. They must be.
They must be.
They must be. We love the Irish.
So it's getting global.
It is. It certainly is. If there was a, if, actually, yeah, actually, if there was a world record for the most consecutive torps kicked, I reckon I'm a chance.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that is beautiful.
It's just phenomenal. Cookie, I've got it. I can read the run sheet. This is fair dinkum.
I'm going to put them on to the side for a second. I'm going to say if I played a game of footy, the amount of times my shoulder would come out, at least a year ago, unbelievable. I reckon I'd get it out 5 times in a game.
That is
now it's fine.
Phenomenal.
I mean, but, you're also quite a gaseous young man. So it's probably, you know, you could probably drop your guts multiple times in one hour.
Oh, jeez.
And well, I've experienced that firsthand.
Well,
in 10 years of knowing you, I've been.
That's a good call, but there's one thing that is always trumps all with me, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to talk about a transition in life. During my high school years, I loved Coles cheese crackers, but I tell you what, they're no good anymore. Stay off the Coles cheese crackers. Aldi are much better now, and that's not because my financial situation.
Not sponsored, by the way.
Do you remember when Arnott's changed the shapes, flavors?
Yeah.
And it was like pushed back.
It was almost World War III.
Well, the cheese cracker situation at Coles is World War III. They have changed their formula and it is no good anymore. I'm telling you right now.
He's the connoisseur of cheese crackers.
Is this before or after when we went to Geelong to see Geelong play Brisbane? You went to Coles and you got a 24-pack of cheese cracker biscuits and cheese. And you brought them into the ground and you ate that thing. Is that before or after?
No. This is many moons ago. This has been going on for a couple of years. This is a problem.
Oh, jeez. It's deep rooted in society.
He loves the cheese crackers.
Bit of a tangent, but anyway, it's important for me to get out because it's as bad as the Arnott's changing the flavors.
He looks like he normally prefers to provide for the shareholders, but he's happy to give it to the German sisters this time.
Yeah.
Instead of giving it back to the Australian pundits, he's happy to ship it overseas because the formula is just not acceptable.
Trust me, it's not as good.
It's not a winning formula. Unlike the Wallabies.
Oh, what a transition. Cheese crackers to Wallabies.
Hello. I think Cookie knows more about it than me. But it makes me proud to be an Australian. What happened?
So the rugby championship started recently and the Wallabies' first match was against the Springboks in Johannesburg.
J-Berg.
Just on Saturday. Now, I don't know if you're following, but I'm pretty sure the South Africa won the last World Cup. I could be wrong. I think they did. So, when South Africa are beating you by 22 points after 19 minutes, 22 to zip, at J-Berg, when you haven't won there since 1963, you're probably thinking you're in a bit of trouble. But the Wallabies ended up scoring the next 38 points in their first victory over the Springboks in J-Berg since 63. So, that is unbelievable. Like, I know we're not an incredibly union proud state or
country,
but I tell you what, that's like as good as it gets if you're a rugby fan. Like, that's unbelievable.
You've only got to look at the like TikToks and Instagram reels of like the blokes in pubs basically in tears celebrating around the world.
I watched the highlights before this recording today. It is incredible how well like we played. Well, just how well the highlights make us look.
Mm.
We would, like, it's just awesome.
Big H.
Yeah.
He was the second Big H of the round of the weekend.
Oh, gosh.
Now I won't swear here, but the Springboks coach after the game called it very bluntly. He said to the press, "We were dog today.
We were dog poo.
We were dog poo today," without saying poo.
Yes. Connect the dots.
Now that is an honest reading of events, and I don't mind it. It's pretty funny. So I was thinking, what's a funny personal coach spray, personal coach bake, personal coach rev up that we have encountered? Janice, you've coached some teams throughout the years.
Have I?
Well,
on paper, maybe. No,
it's phenomenal. I can tell you what, I can repeat a few sprays Janus has given on Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh!
Or, yep. You could. Or Liam Cookie could tell a few sprays I've said, you know, on Destiny 2. It's been a few.
Mostly reporting. But anyway, you can't report in sport. One that shines out for me is I used to play footy and I'll tell you what, Ballarat is a very cold place. Cold and muddy. And once I was in the back pocket, and it was just that cold that I just couldn't be bothered. And I just decided to build a snowman with the snow on the ground. And fair to say, I got dropped the next week.
How old were you?
This is like under four. This is like under 12s, under 14s. Like, it was legit football, like full ground football.
That is phenomenal.
It was that cold that I just said, no. Nah.
I've had enough. What was the coldest you played footy in?
Oh, I've got memories.
It was 7 a.m. on a Saturday, you know, at one point in the winter. That would have been horrific.
Absolutely brutal. I've got memories of everyone at the ground putting their hands at halftime in like boiling water and just defrosting every finger. Like, it's just, it's pretty funny looking back at it. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, no, it is. But,
it's good memories.
Bang.
To be fair, Tig, you've probably given me a few sprays playing tennis.
Me?
Yeah, I reckon you would have.
Yeah, well, when it's bloody... Oh, anyway, I won't dip into
it. I mean, to be fair, when we were playing doubles, I did love the hero shot down the line.
He would play it.
Tell me about it.
He would play it in inopportune times. You told me,
yeah. The amount of times you tell me, all right, let's put that away. All right, no worries. And then, like, just for whatever reason, feel like doing it again.
At which point, my toys would go out of the cot because I'd be like, I've just calmly told you to not do that. And he goes and does it again.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah. T-Dub, we're going to try something new here. I'm going to open up a segment here. It's going to be a bit of a rapid fire for you.
Oh, I love this. This is off the cuff.
You do not know what I'm about to ask.
No, I don't.
Hopefully, it's okay.
It will be. I can handle it. I'm very adaptable.
We've got AFL coaches, and I'm gonna get you to say who would you be more scared to get a spray from?
Ooh, all time or current?
No. So I'm gonna list two names. You list the name, and then I'm gonna keep going, and you have to decide.
Yeah.
Dirt or dirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Here we go. There's eight names. I won't go for too long.
All
right. T-Dub, who are you more scared to get a spray from? Fagan or Mitchell?
Fags is too nice. Mitchell.
Mitchell or Lion?
Lion.
Lion or Bevo?
Lion.
Lion or Clarko?
Oh, Clarko. He'd bloody throw the whiteboard marker at me.
Clarko or the horse?
Clarko.
Clarko or Dimmer?
Dimmer. Dimmer's more...
Dimmer or Matthews?
Oh. Lethal.
Yep.
And there we go. Lethal wins.
That's... Yes.
You bother
that, yeah, I feel like that. Yeah, no, I feel like that's very well ranked.
Lethal is... I feel like it's politically incorrect if I don't say lethal.
I like that. That was good fun. What were you going to say about Dimmer?
Oh, I just said I feel like he's just got a more physical edge over Clarko. Like, he's just a bit bigger in stature.
Yeah. I like that. Good stuff.
Oh, happy to be adaptable.
That's good.
You can say that, can't you, Tito?
Oh, I certainly can.
I have to amend the list if you know what I mean. But anyway.
Oh, we love that.
Oi!
We love it.
Now, Janus, EPL season has kicked off.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, couldn't find the highlights for 3 minutes. That's a Stan Sport were a couple hours slower than Optus, so
well, all I can say is, what game were you looking for?
The Black Cats.
Because there were two games. Yeah, there were two games, weren't there? There was, the Hammers versus the Black Cats.
That was the funniest day for me, purely and simply because my dad is a diehard Sunderland fan, and I had on my phone Janus going on the biggest rant about the Hammers, and then my dad running around our lounge room just in sheer jubilation at Sunderland. It was the most conflicting morning. I felt so bad for Janus because he literally bleeds burgundy. He bleeds it. He bleeds
claret
it.
Claret and blue, thank you.
Got burgundy. Same thing, mate. Dark red. Claret and blue, he bleeds it.
Thank you.
Now, Janus, we don't need to hear the West Ham hate at the moment. Deal with that later.
Oh, but it
That's
is.
That's true. But I want you to talk to the general pundit now. What are a couple of things that we should look out for this EPL season?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how Liverpool go defending the title. I reckon they're a fair chance because they won the title last year without spending basically a dollar. They backed their squad in the managerial transition, but now they've got a lot of talent, young talent particularly. They've got Florian Wirtz and Jeremy Frimpong from Leverkusen. You know, that sounds like a dessert, Tim will say.
It does.
And they've got Hugo Ekitike, you know, was sort of a young striker. So they've replaced their squad and they've put a lot of money into it. So it'll be interesting to see how they go, particularly with like the added, motivation or maybe honouring Diogo Jota's legacy as well. So that's probably something you watch. And then more of a kind of off-kilter one, Jack Grealish. Now, Jack Grealish, he is a very, very talented footballer. Came from Aston Villa. He captained Aston Villa to promotion. You know, he was just one of those like freestyle, like just like eccentric, beautifully flamboyant footballers. You know, and then City comes in, swoops him up. He goes to City and he becomes kind of a bench player and he gets kind of systematized. But now he's on a loan spell at Everton. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes there. I reckon that's a very, very good signing. And hopefully he can sort of break free of that like Pep Guardiola type system and sort of start playing that. Start finding a bit of style again, a bit of groove. I mean, obviously he's won like three champions. He did the treble and then he's won like two Premier Leagues or whatever. But they're not really like considered his, you know, but it'll be interesting to see how he can really fare as like a main guy. I mean, he'd start for Everton. He's got the number 10 shirt. It'll be very interesting to see how he fares. I reckon he would go well.
So what's something tangible he might achieve?
At Everton?
Yeah, like will they go to Europe?
I reckon something that he can achieve, he could probably get like 20 goal and assists.
So 40, 20-20?
No, 10-10.
Oh, 10-10, okay. That's good.
I reckon that's, yeah, it's pretty good. Because he's not an out-and-out striker. Like, his thing is to create and to score as well. So,
right.
He'll find a bit of form.
How, the new Tottenham manager goes, Thomas Frank.
Yeah,
he's,
I mean,
such
Ange.
A good name.
That's exactly what I thought.
Well, the thing is, as well, he's left Brentford, and Brentford, for probably, since they came up, they have been a very, very good club, very well run. They sign good players, and the culture there has been unbelievable. Like, the culture there was a long-term project, but it was very, very good. Like, it thrived, the culture. So it'll be interesting to see, one, can he bring that to Tottenham? given that obviously Tottenham play more extra games in the Champions League, you know, they're a bigger club. But two, where does that leave Brentford? You know, and they've lost a lot of their good players, and Boemo's gone to United.
I love him, Boemo.
I tell you what, for a guy who doesn't look like he's going to be that quick, geez, he's explosive. He was unbelievable.
Love him,
yesterday, but they've lost a bit of their they've lost their character, Brentford. So it'll be interesting to see how they go without Frank, without, you know, the sort of squad. You know, Christian Norgaard's gone to Arsenal as well, so they've lost a lot of key players. So I suppose that's another thing.
I like it, Jonas.
You're saying they're going to get relegated. Is that what we're getting out of this?
I'm not the person to sort of say black and white, yes or no, but there is a lot of speculation or prediction, sorry, is the word, that Brentford may be in serious relegation.
You heard it here. Janus predicts Brentford relegation after one game.
I also predicted the Hammers to get relegated.
What'd you say?
No, nothing.
I didn't hear what you said then.
We'll play Millwall in the championship next year.
Oh,
that would be great for the story.
That's exactly right.
Janus, I'm going to hit you with some EPL forwards, and similar to T-Dub earlier, you're going to have to take me which one you're going to take. Are you ready?
Yep.
Jimenez versus Welbeck.
Well, Jimenez is one of the first people that...
No. Janus, I need rapid fire. Jimenez. I don't want a sentence.
Jimenez
or Wood?
The pirate. Chris Wood. Yeah, Chris
Wood. Wood or Solanke?
Solanke hasn't been that good at Tottenham yet, so I'm staying with Wood. He got like a brace last night.
Wood or Watkins?
Wood.
Wood or Palmer?
Well, Cole Palmer hasn't scored in open play since January, so I'll stay with Wood.
You've taken Chris Wood from Nottingham Forest over Cole Palmer. I love it.
I'll stay Wood.
Chris Wood or Mohamed Salah?
Salah.
Salah or Isak?
Isak's got attitude problems. Salah. You know how I am about loyalty.
Salah or Gyökeres? New Arsenal
Salah.
Recruit.
Salah.
Salah or Haaland?
Ooh.
Salah, who creates.
I like it, Janus.
You've taken someone out of that, I know.
So I purposely did because I didn't want it to get, I wanted to get an honest view.
No, you're taking him out. I know you have.
Is this Mr. Bowen?
Yes. Salah or Bowen?
Bowen.
No, that's why I took him out.
No, I love
so
that.
You've
That's
taken
good.
Chris Wood over Cole Palmer. To all the Chelsea fans listening, let Janus know what you
Palmer
think of that one.
Has not scored open play since January.
How many assists has he had?
No idea. I can't remember off the top of my head.
100.
Yes. Headline: Janus hates Cole Palmer.
I got to represent the. Yeah. I got to represent the Oceania, you know, New Zealand.
He says he doesn't like He hit the Cole Palmer in the T-Dub Super Bowl video.
I did. That's right.
True. I like that. That's a
that
good T-Dub.
That's a very good... mate, that's how you know I've been making YouTube videos for a while, when I'm starting to pull back old references.
To be fair, we need to star in a new T-Dub video.
To be fair, I remember just about everything that happened in any T-Dub shoot pretty much ever. I know that sounds funny.
Yeah, all right.
No, I know that sounds funny because you're like, obviously, you've only been doing it for like 3 years nearly. But we've filmed like close to 200 videos. So that's like 12, that's like 200 different filming things.
I want to test you.
Go for it.
Here we go. Let's see if you remember. After the shoot of the Super Bowl one.
It's going to embarrass me here.
I forgot who it was, but someone... Yeah. Brought drinks to, you know, like someone brought drinks. What drink was it?
What?
That's really oddly specific.
Wait, are you talking about at the
grass? At the shoot, after the shoot.
Yeah, after the shoot.
Oh, when
so we were sitting on the grassy knoll, and we were having a drink. We all had something. A can of something.
What, before we recorded back at my house? Before we recorded back at the studio?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I know who it was. It'll be Pepsi Max.
Yeah, it's Pepsi Max, yeah. Yeah, it was.
See, I've got it covered. That was a good day.
That was a very good day. That was a long day as well. That was actually a very long day.
No, the thing is, it actually wasn't.
No, but for me, because it wasn't just a shoot. I had the shoot early, and then I had like a family dinner, and then I had to stay up and watch West Ham lose 6-0 to Arsenal.
Oh, that is beautiful. Now, the longest shoot we've ever had is like a lot. It's a long time. Like last year's doco was like 12 hours.
Yeah, bro. Oh, to be fair, we were there actually.
Yes. Very good. Anyway, just bang my microphone.
Just quickly, I think Janus, are we going to the rugby this week?
Oh, is that this week?
Next week. Is that next week?
No, this week.
No. Storm versus
this Friday.
First NRL game. Well, so that'll be good. Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, sweet.
Hang outside gate somewhere for 10 minutes. Go meet the boys.
Yes.
Hello.
Really get on the Storm, and then I'm actually on the week after as well.
I mean, they obviously broke Penrith's nine match.
Oh, Harry Grant, my hero.
Harry Grant
in Penrith,
part of the team like Moses.
Oh, I tell you what,
beautiful.
We'll be making some content of the game. They will be. I'll make sure they do viewers. I'll hold them accountable.
Actually, it's.
I mean, I might buy a Storm jersey.
I've already got one.
It's actually. It's actually second versus third this Friday.
Oh, here we go.
Massive game for a home final. So we'll see how we go.
Storm.
Yes,
Storm.
Go.
The Storm.
Do you watch much rugby, Janus?
Not really.
Oh, sorry. Like, rugby league.
No, but here's the thing. I don't watch much rugby, like, generally as a sport. But, I mean, I know it's union, it's different, but... I actually enjoy the game of Union when it was on with the Lions and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
So it'll be interesting to see how I, whether I really get it, what I think of league. I mean, I watched the grand final last year, but it'll be interesting.
Yes. It's phenomenal.
Which now it goes. Teed up.
It's Cookie, you're quite into it. More or less.
Oh, I wouldn't say I'm into it. I'm into it when finals come around.
Exactly right.
Yeah. The last 7 weeks of the year, I really get behind the Storm.
That's exactly right. Part-time Storm fans.
Yeah, the Hawks have only got a couple weeks left.
I know Papa
will be really on the Storm.
The Hawks Bay Brisbane, they're in the top four, great man.
Ooh.
A long way off the floor. We should have belted Melbourne by 80.
No Hipwood. Big opportunity.
Unfortunately, Gunston only kicked 7.
Logan Morris has got to somehow kick a bag on 4 tall defenders.
I really want Gunston to get All-Australian. We'll see.
I reckon he will, to be honest. I reckon it's him, Cameron and Philthorpe.
Isn't he coming second in the Coleman?
I mean, the question is, who are you taking, Georgiades or Gunston?
This season.
Gunston, I mean.
I'm taking Gunston, bro.
Georgiades, who's kicked more goals?
Gunston.
Gunston would have.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
But also, Gunston's playing finals.
So?
I mean, I know it's sort of like.
That doesn't mean anything.
Having influence, but I'm probably taking Gunston.
Patrick, the thing is a buddy, four-time All-Australian, and he's made finals.
I think you can take three. Gunston's like a medium.
Yeah, Gunston's a mid forward. He's
Gunston,
not a key.
Philthorpe, Cameron. Oh, but to be fair, Philthorpe goes up and down.
Nah, he'd take Philthorpe over Gunston. Anyway, lads, we might leave it there.
Good call.
Leave it on a cliffhanger, an all Australian cliffhanger.
We will. I'll make up an all Australian. If Gunston kicks 3 or more this week, he's guaranteed a blazer.
All right. How about this? This is our homework for next week. Devise an all Australian list.
Oh, jeez.
I like it. Should be pretty straightforward.
There is only one Carlton player who's going to make the squad.
22 Hawks.
No, George Hewitt will make the squad. He won't make the team.
I say Marlon will make my squad. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, no. Off. See, this is why this is stupid because there's going to be players in there that are not all Australian caliber.
You got to remove the bias. We can't do these lists.
T-Gub, what did you say?
I'm going to stop the recording. Have a lovely week, everyone, and have a big final quarter.
Go Osh, my boy.